Chapter 11. Bazine didn't know much about Narglatches, but she knew how to kill one with Clodagh's blaster from 10 meters away. Like his master, the cat was a predator of single-minded will, and she didn't trust him any more than she trusted Clodagh. When the beast's chest stopped moving, she skidded down the embankment and flipped open the panniers. Soon she had her blade, her throwing knives, her blaster, and the case. After climbing out of the crater, she headed for her speeder. Thanks to Ori's instruction and a dead man's cache, it was simple enough to fix the wires Clodagh had cut and get it back in working order. It was almost funny. He'd taught her to trust no one but him, and yet it was the knowledge she'd gained from other teachers that had allowed her to best him. When she'd put all the guts back together, she flipped the panel closed and fired up the speeder. Satisfaction washed over her, hearing it hum to life and putting the apodactyl hive far behind her. She thumbed the button behind her ear. This is...
Bazine? Is that you?
She flicked the button back off. It wasn't the modulated voice of her employer on the long-range comm. It was Ori, on her wrist comlink, sounding dazed. She smiled, just a little. So there was one person, someone she maybe liked just the smallest bit, whom Clodagh hadn't gotten around to killing. Yes, Ori, it's me.
What happened? I can't remember. Did you kiss me?
She gifted him with a chuckle. No, I did not kiss you.
But you did something. I have this sore spot on my...
He cleared his throat.
Never mind. Where are you?
I'm on my way back to the ship. Should be there in a few hours. Don't try to leave. Just have a cup of caff and some food, and don't do anything stupid. There was a long pause.
So, you went on the job without me?
He sounded despondent, like a child who'd dropped sweets in the sand. You didn't miss anything. I'll fill you in later.
Did you find our guy?
Bazine could only shake her head. Our guy. Like it was something they were doing together. Like they were equals. Like he wasn't an inconvenience and a fool. Yes, I got our guy.
How'd the baffle weave work? Undetectable, right?
Goodbye, Ori. She blocked the channel. She had real work to do. As she steered back toward Vashka City and the Sparrowhawk, now her ship, she turned on the autopilot and pulled the metal case into her lap. It looked like it had been dragged through a war, peppered with dents and scratches and a few black marks that had to be deflected blaster fire. Dark grime was packed into the edges as if it hadn't been opened in decades. She saw no lock, no catch. She thought about trying to open it, going so far as running her fingers around the rim. What, after all, was so special that Clodagh would come out of hiding and betray her to steal it? That he would spend years training her, raising her, just for that payoff? What would he consider the biggest score? Ultimately, she didn't want to know. She just wanted the money. She set the case down gently and flicked the comm behind her ear to establish a long-range connection. It's Bazine Natal, she said. I've got it.